and she since the beginning how it was set up and how it was promoted. So she will give you some pointers where you can find what in this collaboration tool that we use for our engagement at among ICANN communities. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome. Today I'm just going to give a very high-level basic introduction on how to use the Community Wiki. It is not intended to be very detailed, and there is information available to actually get more actual tools and characteristics of how to use the Community Wiki if I haven't covered some of those key. But most of the people just need to know how to be able to get onto the Community Wiki. They need to be able to know what's there for them in terms of information, how to add a comment, how to maybe watch a page of information or a workspace in particular that you would that you're particularly interested in, and I will cover that basic information for you. So in the agenda is I'll talk a little bit about what is a wiki, a little bit, as I've said, about the training guide, a little bit about how to log in, what some of the tools are, and, of course, at the end of this session, I will open it up for question and answers. So if I haven't covered something, I'd love to hear from you, and I'll be happy to answer the question if I can. So just at a very hot top level, a wiki is a tool to support the collaboration of information, both at an individual, team, corporate, or community level. It really is a workspace that you can personally get to know quite well and be able to find the information you're looking for. But the second part of it is, which is the most interesting part, is you can actually have a two-way dialogue with people of a, with a similar subject in nature. The particular brand we're using, and a lot of people, because we sometimes refer to it as a Confluence Wiki versus the word Community Wiki. Confluence is a brand name, and if you want to, since we are using that particular one, it tells you how to work from it. But if you're actually at your computer today, you could actually go to the Community Wiki by the link that's shown here, and you can start to follow along with me as I talk about some of the tools. Again, the wiki's installation is set up to allow global viewing, so you can view it anywhere you are, and it also allows you to edit content if there's something that you want to contribute. I'm going to use a couple of vocabulary words when I go through the explanation, so I think it's important to tell you a little bit about what those words are that I might use. The first is I refer to something called a workspace. A workspace contains pages, and typically if you think of it like a book, it is the full book, and then there are different table of contents on the left-hand side. The left-hand side would be the pages. It contains text and images. And it can attach as documents, PDFs, it can do all of that. Pages in ours are organized in a workspace, are in a hierarchical level. When a page is added to another page, we'll call it a child page. And, of course, if you're referring back to the top page, you'd be calling a parent page. Since this is intended to be a global tool, the translation of the guide, that I brought a couple of copies, and I'm not sure they got all the way to the back of the room, so I'm sorry. You can download this if you want to, or just go online and look at the training guide yourself. You're welcome to download it any time or look at it after this meeting if you want to go back and refer to it. I find that sometimes having it next to me when I'm going through and doing the basics one or two times allows me to quickly be able to find the tool and use it properly. It is translated into those six languages, English, Arabic, Spanish, French, Chinese, and Russian. And so you can go down download that particular application guide or training guide. Mm-hmm. if you try right now to go in and you've never been in before, and you go to community-help@icann.org, if you try to go in, I should say it this way, and you can see that you have to log in, and if you need a password, because everyone needs to be registered in order to be able to get the wiki, and you don't have your password now, if you go to community-help@icann.org, and you'd send that request in, they will immediately send you back your login and it would allow you to do that. It does take a few minutes, depending on where you are and how long that person's opened up that page and send you back, but they will do that and you will have access to it. If you see me after because you can't for some reason do that, after this meeting I'll be happy to make sure we do that together so that you can get your password and get logged in. So when you log in, what do you see? This is, and I mean this sincerely, this is your community wiki. The page that you're seeing here is a sample of Sean's page with all the full permissions. You might not see every single... You might not see up on the right-hand side where it says edit, add a page, all of those things. It depends on the permissions you're given. Everyone's given a read-only permission, and some people are given edit permissions for particular pages if they have a particular community need. If they're working like as a working team, you might not see all of that. If you see a page that you would like to particularly edit or something and you don't have that capability, if you go back to that organization and you ask them, they can work to give you that permission. If you look, you'll notice on the far right, you'll see a person's name. In this case, it's Sean Johnson. That would be your name if you're logged in correctly. So as I've started to talk a little bit about, when you go into the page and you see this, you can see that it gives you the capability on the top right. You can add, edit, tools, browse, or log in. And all of that's done through, as you can see, the red arrow, a tool options bar. I went through and picked another specific page, and I thought this is probably one of the ways that most people would like to be able to participate in the community wiki besides being able to read all of those individual pages. I wanted to be able to allow you to add a comment if you had a particular area of interest and you'd read something and you thought they were asking for comment or you thought there was some valuable input to give. You can do that yourself, and so you can see that. So you would go to where it says add, and then you would scroll down to comment. Then you would click that, and it would allow you to post a particular comment in that space. And this would be on a page, to use the vernacular. The second and other tool that I think is very useful that I use and I think you might find useful as well is bookmarking. So you would go to the add menu. You can go there. You can actually click on it, and it allows you to access a page quickly. So you don't have to go through and say, gee, was it the fourth hierarchical page? If you bookmark, you can quickly find that by clicking that bookmark when you're looking for it in a later time. The second thing is what's called watching. It's a page or a space that you want to continue to see if there's any changes to it or something new's been added or something like that. And it will send you an email every time a change is made to that page. So if there's a particular area of interest that you have, whether it be the at-large page or whether you're watching the ATRT, whether you're watching CCNSO work or something like that, it allows you to click and save that page, and you can go forward and move and keep that on your space. Since I've only really wanted to give the key highlights, if you're looking for additional information on this in particular, There's three links that I've provided, and it does get into all the nuances of the space if you want to work within it and go forward. And I've made a very short presentation, but I really just wanted to hit the highlights. I'll be happy to answer any questions if you have. Is there anything that anybody... I passed them out already. Is there any particular questions or anything that you would like to know right away? Short and sweet. Can I switch computers for a minute and just plug in? Could I switch this to the community?
Do you want me to open the web page?
To the community page?
Yeah.
Sure.
Can you?
The question that was asked, just to get everybody engaged, is would it be possible for Carol to go into the wiki in reality? So that's what we're going to try to do, just to show you how it works. And for the folks on remote, I'm going to do my best to do this as well.
That should be done. Mm. You are okay with Mac?
No, but I think I can find. Can you make it a little bit smaller?
Is the other down? You have to go up. To go
or
up.
Down? No, I'm just going to say. So you can. First, I'm going to talk a little bit about the tabs at the top because I didn't, and maybe that would be helpful. A dashboard is the home page of this wiki, and therefore everything is reachable from the dashboard page. If you look at the hierarchy tree over here, you can find all of the information that way. Secondly, this person has these favorite pages, so as things pop up, you can see that. If you go to, I'm going to work on this, the next one, which is board resolutions, this is very helpful because it truly lists, it lists in here for the public a given year when you can find if a particular resolution was made, a little bit about by category. It is a wealth of information if you're looking up some of the history within ICANN and what's happened and what the boards have decided. This page was started to make sure that there was a full, open, and transparent tool for people to be able to look up all the decisions that the board had made over the course of the lifetime of ICANN. The next is to do with projects. These are not all the projects that we're doing at ICANN. This is a very small group of them. These are the ones that they have specifically put out there because they're requiring a two-way dialogue or there's community input required. For example, we actually put out this ICANN.org redesign because we wanted community input on what the design should look like, what were some of the key features, things like that. So this was an opportunity for the community to weigh in on it. There was the ICANN stakeholder satisfaction survey here. New GTLD communication was kind of put from an advertising, or what were we doing in terms of communicating outwardly. And then there's a public comment focus group. So there's some particular projects that people might find useful. Probably the most common one right now, it has the... I'm getting better here. This is the at-large workspace, and some of you, I'm sure, are part of that. And so if you ever want to find your particular community or effort, it's done that way. This particular one, I'm going to go to the first one and click on it. This is for each one of the at-large groups. They have their own, if you will, workspace. Within that, they have a series of pages about particular topics. You can see them on the left-hand side. They've also put quick gateway links for the ones that people might find the most useful for their particular organization. It does, in this case, you can see, have a little translation they've started working on. So this continues to build. A community wiki really is intended to be a community of information. So it does share it on many levels, and they're continually building this. And if there's something that would improve it, you too could give your feedback, and I'm sure we would help support that. Yes. I'm sorry. I need to just move a little bit this way. Don't know how to do that.
Again, the question is there a search within the wiki pages?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So for each workspace, up in the top right-hand corner, type in the particular topic you're looking for. It will give you some options, and then you can select that option. Just call recommendations. I do. Recommendations.
Yeah, it already lists you.
There you go. So you can just start the word, and it finds those options, and then you can go ahead and pick. Okay. Did that answer your question?
Yes, yes, but I don't find us.
I don't find our at-large community, at-large group in this page.
Okay, well, I went on to the AFRALO page, not to the overall.
No. Okay.
So if I see you after, I promise I'll find you to the page that you're directing. Sure.
Just a quick question. In the presentation, there was this screenshot here. Okay, thank you. In the presentation, there was a screenshot that said fellowship, and I cannot see that tab here.
No, it's not open yet.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
That You're right. So I showed you a screenshot that was the administrative screenshot, so it has all the ones that are in work. And as I mentioned before, permissions show that they're open in the case of the fellowship. Janice is working on that, but it has not yet been put out.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. So you can see that some of the pages are just differentiated by color as well as by what the topic is in particular. And if there is cross-community effort, you will also see that here. Example, the Trademark Clearinghouse or geographic regions. This is the GNSO space. I've talked a little bit about ATRT and the affirmation of commitment, so that you can see AOC stood for affirmation of commitment. And if you wanted, for example, to see the status of each individual accountability and transparency review effort, you can see, it's very large on the screen, but you can see over on the left-hand side by each individual recommendation, you could learn what the progress is for each individual one. This page is, this is not all of the new GTLD information, so this is a good example. There is all of the new GTLD program information. You get through it going through the normal ICANN front web page. This in particular was done for the applicant support effort, the JAS working group, to use an acronym, was working on it, Joint Applicant Support Group. And so this is a way that, thank you, this is a way that they put their information in. There's a way now to link to their particular page. And last but not least, I think if I was going to go through here, that's helpful. If you have a question like you can't get on and deal with it, if you went to help, you could send in a request and they would answer it, because that is the IT department's technical support group. And then if it's not that kind of a question, they would direct it to someone else for you within that group. And this is what I mentioned, where you log in. And here, in terms of tools, you can see you can attach something, you can view something in a hierarchy, things like that. And based on your permissions, you can do other adding or editing or what have you. And I know that I was given a half an hour, so I've kind of used up my time. But if you want to see me after, I'll be happy to help answer any questions you have. And I encourage you to please go on, look at the Community Wiki page, try to use it. I know it is, like every new tool, it takes one or two tries to get in and use it, but I find it very useful. I even use it internally when I'm looking to see if any new information has been put on a particular subject for a project. I go here and use it as well. So I find it a very useful tool. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Is this on? Yeah, this is on. thank you, Carol. Actually, we do internally have a wiki page too. As staff, we are using it. So we may answer extra detailed questions you may have as you, you know, get more experience about these tools as well. Just, you know, let us know. Any other questions, sir? No, all answered. You want to talk to Carol afterwards. Thank you. Then, I think if you don't have any remote questions either, we have concluded the morning session. Reminder, we are convening at 1 p.m., right, Janice, with you, talking about...
It's all about me at 1 o'clock.
Right. We'll convene at 1 p.m. Please be back here.
Thank you, everybody.